KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
It is now 2:32 in the afternoon, and you got it on KHUM, Radio Without the Rules. And we're going to do Coastal Currents right now. I want to thank the sponsors of Coastal Currents who have been with us for a number of years. Big, giant thanks to Kokatat. In fact, they were the original sponsor and are here still. So thank you, Kokatat, very much for sponsoring Coastal Currents. And also a big giant thanks to Bayside Garden Supply for their continued sponsorship of this program. Thank you, Bayside Garden Supply, and thank you to Solutions Eco Store on the plaza as well for sponsoring Coastal Currents. And we have on the phone, Delia is with us. And hi, Delia.
Hey, Larry, how's it going?
It's good. Always good on a Wednesday. Whenever we can keep current on the coastal situation, that's a good day.
Yeah, of course. We got a good show tonight, as always.
All right. Well, who is our guest? Our guest is from Explore North Coast, Mike. I bet you, Mike, I'm an expert in pronouncing last names. So I'm going to say it's Zepeño.
Correct. You got it.
Yes.
All right, well done, sir.
And that'll do it for today's Coastal Currents.
I always quit
while I'm ahead.
Great.
All right, Delia. So, tell us about our topic today.
Yeah. So, Mike is from Explore North Coast, which is a kayaking club, but there are a lot more than just a group of people that go and kayak. They have meetings and guest speakers and a variety of kayaking and ways to get out in the water. So since it's summertime and, you know, the waves are a little more mellow right now, I thought it'd be a good time to bring on Mike and have him tell us a little bit more about it.
Great. Thanks, Dave. So first off, I want to say thank you very much for having us on this program to promote our lecture series that we do every other month and talk about paddling events. And also, obviously, thank you to KHUM for doing this. So,
Thank you.
Like Dia said, I'm a member of the Explore North Coast Kayak Club. And we have been really, what's really been fun, this past year, we put together a partnership with the Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center. And I have a staff of 11 people that teach classes through the center. And what was really cool about the partnership is getting people out on the water. And our first year, we've just completed our first year, and during that year, we got over 300 people out on the water at Humboldt Bay. And of the 300, I can tell you, probably 90% of them have never been on the water, never been in a boat on the water, and the other 10%, you know, less than a couple times. So that's really rewarding compared to the kinds of kayak things I get involved in, where you have people that have skills and abilities and boats. So that's been incredibly rewarding. We kind of took that up because the university asked us if there was a way that we could help promote the sport and get more members of the community to use the aquatic center. So we're now in year two and things are going great.
Yeah, that's so amazing. That's so great. You get all the people that normally wouldn't be out on the water. And or you're telling me a couple of stories. Maybe like what's one of your best moments getting someone out on a kayak?
You know what happens? There's a couple things. When I've been teaching kayak lessons, I get people who want to get basic instruction. They may have purchased a boat, and we can do that. Or people that want to learn how to go out in the ocean and maybe surf and things like that. But the Aquatic Center has been a completely different set of clientele, and we get people from all ages, from kids to, you know, we've had people in their 80s that have gone out with us. And I think the one thing it seems to be a universal thing. I just completed a four-part series at the Aquatic Center with an Ollie class. And you get people out there in the water for the first time, and there's this aha moment where they're looking back at the city of Eureka and going, oh, my God, we've never seen this from the water. And it's an amazing moment. Now, they might, they'll also experience, we've seen porpoises out there, we see birds feeding, seals, and they've never really had that experience. And there's just this, and that happens all the time. So it's incredibly rewarding. The other thing that we're convinced of is that if you get people out on the water and they see that kind of stuff, I think they look at nature and protect the environment in a different way. So it kind of serves our club mission of improving stewardship of the waterways. So, but I could tell you story after story of people that have they've never been out or had a great trepidation about being on the water, and we've been successful about introducing them to nature out there. It's been, like I say, fantastic. So,
Mike, yeah. I have a question from a very uninformed perspective. I mean, the idea of being on a kayak, there was a person who worked here at the radio station, and he had a kayak, and he would kayak through the sloughs here in the Eel River Valley, and that always seemed just so appealing to me, but I've never done it, so I don't have very much information. But you talk about teaching people to kayak in various different levels and degrees of skill in being a kayaker, and from my uninformed perspective, it looks like you sit in the boat and paddle it. And that there's not a tremendous amount of varying skills involved with it. And clearly, I'm wrong. So I was hoping you could tell me what sort of skills do you work on when you're building your kayaking prowess.
Well, typically it's just about, you know, it's pretty basic. You're right. And if I can step back just for a moment, one of the things, like, let's say you yourself want to learn how to kayak. So what you have to do in the past is, it was a difficult entry point because either you had a friend with a kayak who would take you out, or you might take a class that I might be offering or one of the local outfitters. But to really get access, and that's what the HBAC program provides, it's easy access to get on the water. And really what we're teaching is just basic safety. It's how to go out there and have fun on the water. Our biggest criteria is, let's go out there and let's make it safe and fun. And if you do, people are going to enjoy it. And if they enjoy it, they may come back and experience the water. So, you know, we always say if we can make it safe and fun and somebody will learn something along the way, we've done our job. So, I mean, we'll teach them a little bit about technique and about safety, about how to cross the channel looking for boat traffic, and then, you know, teaching people about tidal conditions in the bay so that, you know, like Dooley and I paddled a while ago, and because of a miscalculation, we were fortunate enough not to have to be visiting the mud baths of Southern Bay and stuck for hours. We were able to manage our way out of that. But it, knowing the local area, so we teach that. So it's pretty basic stuff, but it's really providing people an access point to get out. And I think that's what we've been so successful at doing. And it's, you know, I don't know that we're making.
We almost had a mud spa day that day.
Yeah, we did.
But that's okay. It's still fun as adventure.
Yeah, I'm pleased that you still want to go out with me.
I would imagine that in addition to all the things that you've mentioned, being just an enjoyable recreation and giving you a new perspective on the places we live and appreciation for the surrounding water, that it's probably also fairly good exercise.
It is, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if people learn good technique, they use their core and they'll use more of their body, and I think that's a positive thing. So it is a way to provide fitness. In fact, that's a nice lead-in because HBAC is going to start their summer program on Sunday with their Sunday morning paddleboard fitness classes, and that starts this Sunday. So and that's another easy way to get out on the water and enjoy it and get some exercise too. So, yeah. So there's all kinds of events. Larry, you also talked about, you know, getting out on the water, like coming up next on the 16th and again on August 19th. And all these events are planned for people that really have no skills. We host what are called the Moonrise Paddles, where you take off from the Aquatic Center dock and go out and see the sunset and moonrise, depending upon weather conditions. But those are open to the public. We're also kind of tied in with, you probably have heard that the City of Eureka is going to have a play day on July 30th, and there'll be events happening at all the city parks, whether it's Sequoia Zoo or the Halverson Park. And one of the things that HBAC is doing is from 12 to 4 is they'll have an event there, and actually from 12 to 2 they're offering free rentals on kayaks so people can get out in the bay. There'll also be vendor booths, and I know that Pacific Outfitters has a big deal they're doing down at Halverson Park, where there'll be archery and disc golf as well as SUP paddleboard race. So lots of things happening this summer on the water that people can get out and enjoy.
Yeah, it's like get out and play day. I think that'd be really fun.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So.
And other than on the water too, you have your monthly, right? Member meetings. We have some speaker series, right?
Yeah, we've always had. So we meet every other month, and we started. We have always had outside speakers that come in and talk to us about marine life, what have you, and we started kind of a formal program 2 years ago, And, you know, what an amazing place we live in, where you have both the university and outside consultants that have expertise, whether it's in birds or mammals or anything related to waterways. And they've been kind enough to come and be part of our lecture series. So, in fact, there's a woman that's going to join us next Tuesday. You probably know her. Her name's Delia Benz King from Surfrider. So she's going to talk about Surfrider. And we're still trying to nail down our speaker, which will probably be someone will know something a great deal about seabirds or marine life. But that is something we do every other month, and we've had some. And those events are not just for our club members; they're open to the public, and we've been getting crowds of between 80 and 100 people come out to see our speakers. You would probably know some of the names, like Brian Tissot from the Marine Lab, Jeff Jacobson with his research on whales. And I can go on and on. But, yeah, that's our, like I say, our next meeting is on July the 18th, and that's at the Aquatic Center at 6 o'clock. And there'll be ads in the local newspapers and on Lost Coast Outpost for that, listing our speakers. So, we're really pleased with the speaker series. That's going really, really well.
Yeah, I love that you do the water component and the on-land component and you're not really your club, but those things are open to everyone, it seems like.
There's about 100 people that are club members, and they really come in all ages. Family memberships, and you've got, kids that are young kids to people in their, 70s, and, I think we've got one member that might be close to 80. So, and the club, what the club does is we sponsor two paddles a month. And usually one of those will be on the ocean, and the other one will be on flat water. It could be, like, Larry, you talked about the Eel River, maybe going around Cock Robin Island or doing something up at Maple Creek on Big Lagoon or something like that. So there's always something, there's something for everybody. In fact, we'd like to extend an invitation on August the 20th. We're having a swap meet and paddle event at Big Lagoon. And that's open to the public. If you participate in the paddle, we do have to charge $5 for our insurance costs, but that's also a fun event to swap gear and get talk to club members. If people are interested in the club, they can go out to explorenorthcoastnut.net, and that's our website, and you can see, click on the calendar, and you can see all the events that are coming up. We have lots of things happening. In fact, a good group number of our group members will be in Mendocino this week paddling for about 4 days. So always something fun going on. All year long too.
Great. So people just can check out your website, and that's where they'll find out more and be able to sign up and everything, or just show up at an event probably.
Yeah, the other thing, if they want to come and join us, we always participate in coastal cleanup, and this year on September 17th, our club will be cleaning up State Beach. So that's on our website, and that'll all be part of the coordinated effort with, the coastal cleanup day. So, yeah.
Cool.
Awesome. And again, the URL for that is explorenorthcoast.net, and
that's
there's all kinds of information up there.
Yeah. And the other thing, if people are interested in classes with HBAC, you can go on the HBAC, look at the Center Activities Catalog. We're on the summer schedule now, and then they'll be coming out pretty quickly with the fall schedule. But the last fall, I think we did like 38 or 39 classes through the fall. And again, that was for people of, really most people have absolutely no experience in coming out with us. So it's really a great way to get out on the water and see what the bay looks like. And the city looks like from the water, and experience all that. So, lots of birds to see out there. It's a great environment
for people.
Yeah, it's
always a nice perspective from the water.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, it seems like it's good that these opportunities are out there and folks can take advantage of it. It seems to me like it might be something that for some people is a little intimidating until they've done it, and then once they do it, then it becomes something that I'm doing that again.
That's a good point, because one of the challenges we've had is because this was new to us, and not the guiding part. We have really experienced guides, but I would say that the clientele, what's great about it is they really do come in all ages, shapes, and sizes, and we have really worked hard and come up with a way to safely put everybody on the water. I mean, it's just and ensure that they have, you know, a safe, fun time. And really, that's our goal, safe and fun. And as I said earlier, if they learn something along the way, that's a benefit. But it's really just to get them out on the water. So, and, you know, once what we're seeing this year is people that took classes last year are now coming back for additional classes. Or we're seeing people that, you know, they've kind of taken to the sport and they've gone to Pacific Outfitters or Adventure's Edge or other outfitters and they've bought a kayak and they're now, we see them more frequently and they're actually joining our club. So it's kind of a nice circle of events, if you will. So, yeah, pretty fun.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, and I love it, the fact that Kokatat's your sponsor because we all use Kokatat gear. I mean, they make the best water sports gear, bar none. So, yeah, nice to have them in our backyard.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
for sure. Well, thanks so much for providing that for the community. I really enjoy that.
Yeah, it's like I say, I've been teaching kayaking for about 10 years or so, and this past year has been the most rewarding because of being able to get all these new people out on the water and you know, being able to share in their experience of seeing that for the first time has been just amazing. So
awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Delia, are there other things that we need to cover?
Well, all I have to say is tomorrow night's Ocean Night, Arcata Theater Lounge, 6:30, films at 7. It's free, and we're showing YERT, Your Environmental Road Trip, and El Nino's Wake. So come out and join us.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you, Delia, and thank you very much, Mike, for taking the time to talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you guys very much. We appreciate the time.
Yep, anytime.
And Larry,
you.
Hope to see you. Why don't you come out and join us? We'll get you out on the water.
I have the desire. So that component is in place.
I may call you and bug you.
Okay, please do.
All right. All right, thanks, see you later. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, bye. Delia. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. All right. Bye-bye, Delia. There it is. That is Coastal Currents for this week, this episode. We'll be podcast, as always, if you're a subscriber to the podcast. It'll just come to you automatically. If you want to just listen to the audio without subscribing to the podcast, you can do that as well, right, at khum.com. Right now, Taj Mahal.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.